ER, same ETR, IS, data was 10-11-77. Patient presents today with fever and cough, shortness of breath, 10-1 week. She states that she has some productive cough. She's not sure how high the fever has been. She states in the past she's had to use albuterol meds to help with her shortness of breath. She's been diagnosed with bronchitis multiple times. She states that she has no congestion but some post-nasal drip. As well, patient also states that she would like an appetite suppressant because she's been gaining weight abnormally for the last couple of months, and she's gained 15 pounds over the last month and a half, though her weight is the same here since last year. Patient states that she's never taken an appetite suppressant before, does have a history of anxiety, panic attacks, but is on no medications for that period. patient also knows she's been having severe malaise and fatigue and some insomnia at night. She used to work second and third shift, and now she states that's a couple of years ago, but she continues to have fatigue during the day. It actually has become so bad that she had to change the shift of her job from the AM shift to the afternoon shift from 3 to 11, at which time she feels a little bit more awake, but then at night she has difficulty sleeping. She said she does snore when she sleeps, and per her father, she has episodes where it seems like she's not breathing, and the snoring is incredibly loud. She does state that she thinks this is related to her weight. She has no chest pain, no shortness of breath at this time. Review systems otherwise negative, objective, general, no pain, distress, vital signs, noted, CV, regular rain, rhythm, lungs, clear, oscillation, wheezes, rails, or bronchi. HGNT, TM's clear, next up, with lymphadenopathy, pharynx, positive both nasal drip, no status, tetanus. Assessment and plan number one, URI, a possible reactive airway disease, cough and dyspnea. We'll treat with albuterol and DIT plus Q4-6 PRN. We'll also add VPAC down 5 days, follow-up if no improvement. Number next, fatigue and malaise, possible OSA. We'll have a patient follow-up for sleep study, RX given today. Number next, obesity. Abnormal weight gain. We'll have patient trifentramine, 37.5 milligrams, 1 tab POQ daily, number 30, reflux times 2. I had a long discussion today in regards to the medication side effects, including death and palpitations, increasing anxiety, insomnia, agitation, addiction, and withdrawal. Patient is aware and will follow up with me in the next month. I have no improvement. Number next, preventative. Patient should receive flu as well as TDAP along with PAP and physical. Patient will follow up in the next month. Number next, history of anxiety. No medications at this time. We'll continue to monitor closely. Number next, lab work. Patient should receive a CBC, CMP, lipid panel, TSH, given her obesity as well as her recent difficulties with her weight and fatigue, malaise, and expectations.